This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is making it easier for residents to protect their privacy online. A new law will eventually mean that web browsers will have to offer a simple button allowing people to opt out of data tracking. Democratic Senator Robert Rodriguez was a lead sponsor of the bill.
People should have a right to know what's being collected about them. You know, it's weird when you find out they can track where you were before you went to their website, where you go after you went to their website.
The bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support in the legislature. Colorado is the third state after California and Virginia to pass an online data privacy law. CDOT wants to add electric vehicle charging stations to some of its rest areas. A federal law prevents that, but a change to that law is moving through Congress. CDOT's Michael King says more electric chargers across Colorado will help the state meet its climate goals.
Building charging in places where people are already traveling and want to travel, both for work but also for recreation, is a really critical piece to move all of those goals forward.
Industry groups representing privately owned gas stations say the law change would undermine their plans to expand EV charging on their own. The three Republicans in Colorado's congressional delegation want an accounting of how much federal money went to fraudulent unemployment claims during the pandemic. They have asked the U.S. Department of Labor to perform an official audit. Colorado's Labor Department estimates the state has been targeted by more than 1 million fraudulent attempted claims over the past year. The Denver Film Festival will welcome back patrons in person this fall. The pandemic forced the festival online last year. Organizers will announce their movie and event schedule in October, and the festival begins November 3rd. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.